531. PMN News at 5, Tsalo Falava, I'm Atutahi Potaka News. The new police minister says she will focus on making New Zealanders feel safe and reducing crimes like ram raids and shoplifting. Hutt South MP Ginny Anderson was given the job this week, replacing Stuart Nash, who resigned for breaching cabinet rules. She says her other main focus in the portfolio is to address youth offending and the social drivers of crime. The Post Primary Teachers Association says it will call off industrial action if genuine progress is made in negotiations with the government. Thousands of secondary and area school teachers will strike next Wednesday and hold rolling strikes next term. It comes after 50,000 educators across the country went on strike last Thursday, calling for better pay and more support and resources. The PPTA's acting president, Chris Abercrombie, says members are signalling to the government they want things sorted.
We don't want to engage in industrial action. We want a settled environment. We want to get back to the job we love. But we also want to ensure that we have enough teachers in our system.
The Ministry of Education says it's disappointing the PPTA has decided to strike as they are in the middle of mediation. A Tanna Island local in Vanuatu's Tawhia province says it's not safe to drink water on the island. The province, along with Shefa, are the worst affected areas from the severe twin cyclones almost 3 weeks ago. Alisa Numake from Tanna says people are also hungry after their crops were destroyed.
We normally get water from the running rivers, but now like the rivers are very dirty and we have the water for the supply, but it's not safe to drink.
The government says dried food supplies are expected to reach everyone in the two provinces by the end of the week. The Samoa Prime Minister, Fiame Naomi Mata'afa, says the appointment of former Nauru President Baron Wanga as the next Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum could be on the agenda at the summit later this year. There has been strong condemnation to the appointment of Wanga to take up the role in 2024, replacing Henry Puna. It was part of the forum's efforts to appease its disgruntled Micronesian members who had threatened to leave the regional agency. Fiame says the appointment process had been badly handled by the Pacific leaders when they met last month in a special meeting in Fiji. To sports, the Vanuatu Cricket Association will be hosting the men's and women's Australian Indigenous squads for a T20 series in May. Both of Vanuatu's national squads were part of the recently concluded Pacific Islands Cricket Challenge tournament in Fiji. They will be preparing for East Asia Pacific qualifiers for the men's and women's T20 World Cups. The tour is being organised by the Australian government's Pacific Oz Sports Partnership along with Cricket Australia. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmnnews.co.nz.